Trust me, it took me 46 years to learn that. I'm telling you, it is a game changer.
I will still take that
advice. Still have not learned how to keep gas in the car, though.
Wow!
Hey! A lot of distractions.
Hey, man.
A lot of distractions.
Tyler's here.
Off the top rope.
Tyler's here.
Rebuttal?
I mean, he's right. That's one that I just got to wear. Huh? I just got to. I mean, my rebuttal would be it's battery as well, sir. I don't know. I got to wear that one, boys.
You still driving that car?
It is still out there, yes, sir.
That was not the answer to the question either.
Yeah. So I pulled up to it yesterday. I said, damn, he's still in that bad boy.
I got a lot. I got a couple of things going out there. Probably a lot of money floating around out there right now.
I forgot about that one.
I just imagine Clint walks out there to that car every time he has to see it.
Damn.
He ain't lying. Just closes doors hard. Throws his bag.
The only time it feels like a good decision is when I whip into this parking garage.
Oh, you charge it?
Yeah, right there.
Well, no, way into the gas.
Because I mean, otherwise, if I drive that damn SUV or a pickup truck or something, I mean, it's rough in there. And so, I mean, you get that Tesla, boy, you whip around. Can't even hear it. No screaming, none of that loud pipe crap. No, I mean, it whips around them corners, man. Easy to park. That's about the only time I'm like, yeah, this is it right here. The other 23 hours and 45 minutes of my day.
I can't believe she made me get that car. Oh. Now I'm the one driving it. I feel like he talks to himself every day.
And the worst part about it is you got to work them feelings out before you hit the door because you can't bring that in the house.
Well, she just, clearly I love her dearly. Because even if I still loved her, but it just wasn't quite
as, in the same space.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't like the one, like it would that would still creep in. I don't.
The worst part is she grabbed the towel and threw it in before you did.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
That's the part.
I mean, she wanted to leave it on the side of the road and burn it when it broke down this time.
Just leave the damn thing on the side of the road. Just leave it.
I said, if you knew, I'm out here at the Renaissance Festival. If you knew where I was at, you wouldn't want me stopping.
I don't care. I'll call it Uber. Leave it. Set it on fire. Where's Angela Bassett? Good reference. All right, real quick before I leave the mic, which I should just do right now. We swinging off to end all All-Star games from all now. I feel like there's Elam ending potential. You want to do a swing off to end every All-Star game?
I'd like to do a swing off in the Home Run Derby so I don't have to pay for a cookout. But yeah, I'm in on the All-Star game ending that way as well.
Yeah, I'm in further.
Ron's got it one of his top baseball moments ever.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that.
Too gimmicky.
I wouldn't say ever, but too I mean, gimmicky.
I hear you baseball purists back there.
No, not great. Purists necessarily, but I think it's just a complete utter gimmick.
Listen, we're going to get into it, and I'll get everybody's thoughts, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch. But if they're not having some sort of serious conversation of, all right, what do we do with this? What do we do with
this?
They
stumbled up on something.
They slipped up on something, the response, and they didn't even have the best participants in it. And they slipped onto something. They've got to at least have to be having conversations about
it. I'd take it over the Ghost Runner at second.
Come on now.
All
John,
right.
Here.
Oh, and, okay. And
here, I'm about to throw some things out
100%.
Right. You've already started to get hokey. You've already done it.
Let's do it.
Regular season, extra innings.
100%.
Swing on, baby.
Yeah.
All right. I am excited to hear what the drive has in store. You got 4 hours of fantastic radio here on Sports Radio 610. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, AC2 Houston, and IC Sports Station. And right now, the drive is live.
The drive is live. Yeah, they're up here thinking you put somebody on second base. And they ain't going to push us to 15 innings anymore.
I don't like the ghost man either. Get rid of all that gimmick.
I have watched multiple ball games where they have traded off the runner at second scores, and then the next inning the runner at second scores, and next thing you know, we're in the 13th still. So don't give me that. No, there was a lot of fun last night with baseball. Before we get to that, because I do want you to think about that question, and I'll get it from the fellas, after seeing the swing-off, the game ended in 9, tied up. After seeing the swing off and the way it was decided and seeing all of that, if you missed it, I can understand. Hey, man, I ain't watching this All-Star game. Hell, none of the Astros even played in it. I'm not watching this thing. But if you did see it, how did you feel about it? How did you feel about them going that direction instead of traditional extra innings format that we have known to see in baseball, or doing what Butch Selig did that one time and just ended it in a tie. How did you feel about what you saw? I do want to say it happened, Clint.
What's that?
Last night, none of the Astros played, but none of the Astros were booed either. Huh?
So I was right.
It finally happened in Atlanta.
Come to an end. The booing stuff has finally stopped.
I don't know if they were distracted by the music that was being played. I don't know. Woo! But the Astros were all introduced, and we said it yesterday. None of these jokers were anywhere close to the Astros. None of them in 2017. Not a one of them. One was in Maine. One was in Arizona. One was in Michigan.
And you'd never guess the one that was in Maine.
No, you wouldn't. Yes. He would have been the final. Well, I would pick him over Isak Paredes. But anyway, none of them were close to it. This was last night at the All-Star game when the Astros were introduced.
The Houston Astros shortstop, Jeremy Peña. Pitcher, Hunter Brown. And pitcher, Josh Hader.
I don't know if they were distracted by the music, yeah. But I'm glad. I hope it's over. I don't think it is. I think if Altuve were out there, he would have got booed. But I hope it's over, because it used to be, Clint, anytime the Houston Astros name was mentioned, it was just booed. They said it happened at the draft. I hope it's over after yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think it depends on where they're at. I think when you look at Atlanta, there's a lot going on in those stadiums. They got, like you said, there was some good music being played. There's parties being had. I look at places like Atlanta. I look at places like New Orleans. There's just certain places where there's enough going on where we ain't got a whole hell of a lot of time to be booing somebody for something that happened 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
I would go to the All-Star game in New Orleans, by the way.
You what?
I would go to the All-Star game in New Orleans, by the way, if they had.
Well, if they had a team, I guess it'd be all right.
I think they should just build a stadium just to have it.
Just to host events.
Just host it.
Yeah, I think obviously the division opponents are going to boo. I think New York would boo. But that's in their DNA. That's who they are. Is that kind of fan?
For those Yankees,
it doesn't surprise me that Atlanta didn't fall for it and didn't continue the trend, if you will.
Yeah. No, I was glad to see it and hear, like, hey, those guys didn't have anything to do with it, and they got the same treatment that everybody else did. Because it's we have reached the five year point plus, and it's just one of the stupidest things. Especially, they would just do it to people who weren't even involved.
Well, I told you, I completely ignored it for the first 4 years, and the only time it's ever got under my skin is the booing stuff. Is recently this year when after a game, and it wasn't even in New York. Who were they playing? Chicago? Was it Chicago? When they had the back-to-back series against division leaders.
It wasn't the Cubs. Those are home series.
So it was the home series. Anyway, they were on the road somewhere, and I didn't notice it during the game, but it was the interview. It was a nationally televised game. They interviewed Jose Altuve afterwards, and the question was, how do you stay focused with all the booing going on every time you're announced?
I was at Dodger Stadium.
There you go, L.A. I mean, that's one of those deals.
That's
starting to get under my skin again, because we're so far removed from it. It's regular season baseball. What are we doing? But it is. It's L.A. I think the Rangers would do it. I think the Yankees would do it. I think there's just certain parts of the country where that's just in their DNA to do that.
But at least some of those are you know, those are rivals that you can sense. Because I think Yankees players would get booed here. Rangers players would get booed here. But hell, they were doing it in Minnesota. They were doing it anywhere. Like it just became a thing. All right, I threw that question out to Jump. If you missed it last night, the game ended in a 6-6 tie after 9 innings. And I'll be honest, did you know that was a rule? Did you know that would happen?
I had no idea.
Tyler, did you know that would happen?
No clue.
I didn't. I just assumed that a ghost runner would be placed at second base and they would figure this out. By the way, smart move, because there is nobody. After Suarez got hit in a pinky, on a pitch 90 something miles an hour, and he was clearly hurting. I know every manager, front office member wanted everybody off the field at that point before somebody gets hurt. and so you didn't want any of this lasting any longer. But what they ended up doing was each side for the National League and the American League got to pick three players. Now, the other part to this was, apparently in these All-Star games, some of these cats that start these games off go ahead and end their evening early and bounce. So Aaron Judge.
That even makes it more interesting.
Shohei Ohtani. Everybody was killing Aaron Boone for the three he selected. But Cal Raleigh, who had just won it the night before, none of them jokers was there. They had bounced. And so, but anyway, each side picked three guys, and everybody got three swings. Not three outs, three swings. And whoever hit the most home runs on each side would win. And Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies ended up going off. He came up as the third hitter for the Phillies, or the second hitter for the Phillies, down 3-1, and he hit all three out. And then the guy for the Rays in their last out, their last batter couldn't go deep, and they ended up giving the win to the National League. I'm just wondering if you saw it, how did you feel about that in place of the traditional extra innings?
I did not see it. I did not see it. But to hear you talk about it, it was a big time decision and something the league should look at. So I'm gonna have to go back and check it all out.
But just the thought of it. Someone texting in, love the home run ending to the game. How about adding outfielders for the home run element? Okay, interesting.
Did you see one of the guys in the home run derby did one of the kids well, out kid there did right? Yeah,
they counted it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Junior was all over it. They had $1 million on the line. He was all over it. Afternoon, I would love the home run derby swing off in regular games. Also incorporate the pitcher's challenge immediately. That was also cool to see last night. I think there were four times pitches were challenged, and I think three or four were overturned immediately, and one of them was to end the ninth for the National League. They called it a ball, and they reviewed it, and it was a strike. It ended the inning. Major League Baseball to me, and I know Tyler is saying it was gimmicky, and I think there are a lot of people. I saw a lot of people who were having some issues with it, like this isn't real baseball. I heard Chris Russo, Mad Dog Russo, going off earlier. I will just say that was one of the few times, fellas, that I was thoroughly invested and into baseball that didn't have to do with the team that I either root for or cover. Like that was like yeah, that was
no it, dog was, in a fight.
You know what I mean? And I'm into it. Like when I say that, like the unique times of Sunday night football that doesn't involve any team that you care about, but I'm into the game. I'm into Bills Ravens on Sunday night football. There aren't many moments that baseball creates like that, and that was one of them. And honest to God, there aren't many times that baseball creates we're the national story that doesn't have to do with, oh, there's a brawl or a fight or a scandal. This was on the field. Damn, I'm into it. And the buzz around the ballpark, the players, they were all lined up out of the ones that were still there, all lined up out of the dugout, and they were into it. And I'm just like, whoa. Like they have stumbled upon something that meets all the elements that baseball struggles with. It was fast paced. It was you could see the pressure in it. There were stakes involved, and it's just the All-Star game. I mean, I don't know if they're not, as I said before the crosstalk, if Rob Manfred or whoever's going to take over for him aren't having some kind of conversations of, is this something that we can implore more than just for the All-Star game? Is this something that we can do more of? Because I didn't really see a lot of people that they should care about that didn't love it.
Yeah, Ron, I'm with you. It brings the question, and Lopez obviously brought it up, is how do you build off of it, right? How do you not let it die on the vine? I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know about messing around more than they already do with regular season baseball, which obviously has playoff implications. But I'm going to tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a team home run derby. pick four or five teams, or maybe even however you want to do it.
We're talking about the home run derby as a whole.
Home run derby like as a whole, but instead of just finding, really, let's be honest, they found about five or six guys that could actually compete for a home run derby. Play that style of baseball, but do, I mean, that style of competition, but with three hitters from the Astros, three hitters from the Yankees, three, and you have a team approach to a home run derby. Now that would an event would be cool. I don't know that I can get down. I can't quite get there yet. Where
I did. I talked myself into it pretty good last night.
I would enjoy it. You talking about ending regular season ties like
Tyler,
that?
Tyler, I started with regular season. I don't want to see it in the postseason. Then I thought, man, I'm just thinking some of the classic extra inning games that we've seen. Like I'm thinking, like for me, I didn't need them 19 innings that the Astros played against the Braves.
18, but I hear you.
18, it felt like it was 20.
Shout out Chris Burke.
To me, I was thinking to myself, or that series the Yankees and the Red Sox had, if we'd have said, let's line up Ortiz and Manny Ramirez and somebody else against A-Rod and, you know, Posada, whoever. Like, that would have been intense. That would have been...
It's nasty.
It is nasty, intense, it's pressure, and it's strategy. Like, depending on who you got, like, you might be all right with, let's play for extras. Let's play for the derby part of it. All right? And it, especially if you had to keep folks in the game, like, if it had to be people who were there, now there's strategy in.
In the ninth inning, how do you play the ninth inning?
Like, am I really going to replace, you know,
Yordan Alvarez.
Yordan or Altuve for defensive replacements in case this sucker goes to extras.
We saw that in the game we were at. Altuve pulled in that late inning for defensive purposes.
By the way,
and now
Altuve,
you're tied and you don't have Altuve.
Altuve would easily be one of the people that I would run out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially in this ballpark. I mean, he feels like he knows all the angles of how to hit this thing.
Man.
I know they've already started the hokiness. They've already started the gimmicky.
I want to get rid of all of it. Like, I don't want to go further into it. And for the record, I'm good with the way this played out and this swing-off thing in something like an exhibition game like the All-Star game. I'm totally fine with that. That's cool, whatever.
I'm ready to go.
But the games that count, the games of one of 162 each year, I don't need that gimmicky crap deciding ball games for me. Yeah, that's just me, though.
I
could be talked into it.
Like, we could say it's gimmicky, but like, or it's growth. Like it, like give it 3-4 years. That kickoff stuff's not going to feel gimmicky anymore.
Well, here's the thing, Tyler. You wouldn't have left the game.
I don't know. I was pretty sleepy, man.
If you had a home run derby in that tenth inning, I'd have been sitting right there.
Roids Garcia up there for the Rangers, Roids Garcia up there for the Rangers, and
well, because you're also guaranteed not like you were laying out. You're guaranteed not all those extra innings. It'll be a quicker end.
No, man, I'm ready to get up out of here, man.
So I'll be there.
Let's go, man. I'm ready to get up out of here. We can get up out of here. I'm ready to go.
I bet the baseball purists
like you. We've already. I know they are.
The radio right now.
You're screaming at it, and that's cool, and you can send your thoughts in, but damn it, Hellman, they've already made the bases bigger. They've started this guy out on second base that all of a sudden adds RBI opportunities that Babe Ruth didn't have.
How about college baseball running to a whole different base?
They got two first bases.
One's red, one's white.
For safety.
Literally, yeah, that's what they do. Red and white.
Safety first, then teamwork.
When I saw that,
someone said, I don't want in the playoffs, though. I'm just, I hear it, and it is hard for me to do it. But could you imagine the intensity of the playoffs?
We can't do it.
Oh, I'm in it. I'm with it.
No chance in the playoffs.
There's always a chance. You can chance that thing in the regular season. They can chance that thing in the playoffs. Talk about excitement. I am ready to roll.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Probably not, but I would be all for it. I just don't think they can walk away from what happened last night and the response on accident that they got.
Yeah.
And they did. I mean, if Judge and Ohtani were in that, good God Almighty. All right. We've been talking about things leading into training camp that's on our minds. Today, it's what guys for the Texans that they need to step up. Who do they need to step up? If you got somebody in mind, go ahead and text in 713-572-4610 or YouTube and Twitch. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The ones that are okay with a swing off ending are casual fans. You don't determine playoff positioning with a gimmick. They're determining it with a gimmick right now. They're putting a sec.
They damn sure are.
They're putting a person at second base. Right now, they're doing it.
I mean, they're striking guys out for not getting the batter's box quick enough. I mean, they're not allowing pitchers to throw over to first base anytime they feel the need to.
Yes.
I mean, they
made the bases bigger so you could steal more bases.
I hate to break it to y'all, but it's not far-fetched. There was a day when it was like, shut the hell up. That's far-fetched. It's never happening. We're no longer in those days. We're there.
I just, whatever, what'd you say, Tyler, was 18 innings that what's his name? Chris Burke. Chris Burke with that game-winning hit finally.
Mm-hmm.
I swear it was 19 innings, but 18 innings. I would love to see the players that was in that game at that point determining that game.
Morgan Ensberg.
I just.
Lance Burton.
I'm just saying, when you start to get into those, late in the innings like that, there's a lot of guys on the field. There's some Zach Shorts out there. There's some dudes out there having to come to the plate that are determining these games that you're like, come on, man. You got a slow runner out there. He's probably gonna get pinch run for.
Yeah.
And he's out of the game, and he's a good hitter, right? Jordan probably gets pinch run for in a game, and maybe out an extra. So, I don't know. My favorite, just like so many things, Ron is way off, wanting home run swing off and to decide games. No. Just want the runner at second. Free runner at second to decide it.
Yeah, free double. Double to start extras.
Yeah, they've already opened it up. All right, what's on our mind is training camp is officially a week away from today, Clint, is when they report on the 22nd, but they will be on the field where we can see them for the first time next Wednesday. And what's on our mind today is a Texan that needs to take a next step. Texan that needs to take a next step for this team. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. Who you got? Who is a Texan that needs to take the next step?
Well, I think, I approach this as a guy that you may not know, guys that may not have arrived at the pro level yet that have high upsides. And so I'm gonna go that route. And I think it's Cade Stover. I think even if Dalton Schultz gets back to playing tight end the way that he's capable of playing, he's still not going to be a force in a run game. He's still not a guy you can put on the end and trust in pass protection. What we can ask out of Dalton Schultz is be a guy that can separate in the pass game and catch a damn ball when it's thrown your direction, right? We can expect him to be that. Anything beyond that, I think, is out the window. Cade Stover is the one guy that in watching OTAs and obviously the opportunity is going to present itself because he's a guy that can put his hand in the dirt. He wants to play a physical brand. He's a guy that can come out of the backfield in a fullback position, and he's significantly better than I gave him credit for in terms of running routes and creating separation and running after the catch. And so I looked at this. I viewed this as a relatively unknown pool of players that haven't arrived yet. I think the one that needs to take that next step for me out of that pool of players is Cade Stover.
Cade Stover, he'll have the opportunity.
No question.
I think there will be.
No question.
I'm not saying that he's just going to full out take Dalton Schultz's job, but right. I think in year two, there's more of an opportunity for him to get on the field.
Ron, he needs to be a household name. Mm. I mean, he needs to play well enough and be a big enough part of this offense to where Texans fans know who the hell he is. Right? I mean, I know your rabid fans, the ones that we hear from, the ones that we communicate with, they're all very aware of who Cade Stover is.
Yeah.
I if you go over there and you go to a Texans game, not every Texans game, and you got a Texans hat on or a Texans shirt on, you should know who Cade Stover is. He should play well enough and be in the spotlight enough to where people at least know who the hell he is. I think that would be huge for this offense.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-572-4610. Who is it, the guys you want to see step up? Kick Rock said Stover is still learning how to play tight end. The entire offensive line, someone text in. Dalton Schultz, Jalen Petrie. And especially if we're going to take it from that space of the guy that really needs to take a step forward. That's young guys that we're not seeing at this point to jump in. I would I would go in the direction of Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie is somebody that I think was ready to take that step before he got cut down with the injury. Yeah. And it feels like he was ready to take that step because he was finally playing in a spot that suited his actual skill set for the Texans. I really don't know what he is. He's a jack of all trades in the way that D'Amico and Matt Burke like to use him. But right now, when you start thinking about the secondary, like I think you get to maybe three, four people before you get to him. And he has the ability to probably be a real impact player that could play at a Pro Bowl level. And you probably still look at Stingley and Gardner Johnson and Lassiter and Kalen Bullock. Maybe you may look at those guys before you think of Petrie in the secondary. And I think he is somebody who was on his way. If he can stay healthy, he is a guy that can take that next step. And that could be big for this team.
Well, it'd be huge for this team because that next step for Jalen Petrie, because I agree. I mean, the next step for Jalen Petrie is, can you cover? The next step for Jalen Petrie is, can you be a down in, down out, no matter whether you're playing zone or you're playing man, no matter whether you're playing coverage or you're rushing the passer, no matter it's a run play or a pass play, can Jalen Petrie be on the field and be an impact player in multiple roles? We know he's got the instincts to get downhill and execute the different pressures from the nickel defender. We know he's got the ability to get downhill and stop the run and the willingness to stick his head in there and tackle well. Can he cover? If Jalen Petrie can cover and you don't have to play this sub game every time that you want to play or you're in a position where you got to man up and bring pressure, that is an absolute game changer for D'Amico Ryan's defense, no doubt. So I agree, Jalen Petrie would be huge for the defense if he could take that next step and be a guy that can cover down and be trustworthy in the process.
Now, I don't know if he's as unknown or green or not as known as a guy like Cade Stover or other people that could potentially be within this, other young players. Juice Scruggs is one if he got to play this year. But I do think we haven't reached the surface to what Jalen Petrie can be. I don't think we've approached that yet. And I think there's still a level in the space for him to get there. All right, coming up, some news on an injured Astro as we head back to the start of the second half of the season. We'll let you know the latest on that. And Tyler?
Yes.
We were disrespected. We were disrespected.
Our show?
Before we have a guest coming in, Will Kunkel, the big Kunk,
the big
coming
Kunk in
for the entire 3 o'clock hour. Before the big Kunk comes in, we were not Clint, but we were disrespected.
Oh, like you were on the show, me, badass producer Tyler, aka T-Mail. Me and you,
yes.
Us as two individuals.
Yes, we were
not as a show altogether.
I didn't know you had all those. Those to add to it.
Paint a picture, man. Bob Ross in this thing.
The real deal. T-Mill. Yes, we were disrespected. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As we said, old Big Will, Big Kunk, he's coming up next. He'll be with us in the 3 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. That should be fun. He'll participate a little stock up, stock down. So we'll have fun with Will coming up here in just a bit. Clint, Astros get back Friday and got some news on one of the injured Astros.
Hopefully good news.
Chaz McCormick.
Uh-oh. Will, come at me about white boy Chaz.
The Astros have transferred outfielder Chaz McCormick's rehab assignment to the Florida Coast League Astros, also known as the place that Abreu built, the Florida Gulf Coast League. They transferred him there. McCormick started in center field today and went 2-for-3 with a home run and two RBIs. Stop. You sack.
Is he doing white
you're
boy chest things?
Telling me?
Stop.
You telling me?
Is he doing white boy chest things?
Stop. You telling me he's on his way?
He's coming back, baby. Hey, at a perfect time, man.
Stop that.
White boy
two
back.
Two for three.
At a perfect time, too.
A bomb.
Come on.
An RBI. He's on his way back, baby.
He's out there playing with them JUCO cats.
Must be feasting on some
JUCO,
banana pudding.
I'm just saying Chaz is a...
Stop.
Banana pudding every meal.
I agree to this, and you break this every time, Tyler. It's not. He's not back.
Two for three. Bomb.
He is not back.
He's on the path back.
But you can't play this. You got to figure,
me about
you gotta figure out a on the path back song.
This is
this
it.
Is, no, it's not.
Play
this
that
is
fucking music.
Stop it, man. He's not even. He's
this
not
is
WBC.
All the way back music, Tyler. This
is
all
ridiculous,
the way back.
Man.
I'm getting horny.
Well, you got to execute that in a different way. You don't have to go all the way every time you're horny.
You sure you want me to execute my horniness in another way?
Yes, in this case. Pertains to this, will you cut it off?
So much man. Blood flow. Come on, white boy Chaz.
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz. You say there's a chance. He's getting healthy, Ron. And there may be a little vacancy here in center field for a few weeks.
We'll get all this little
fun. Maybe for a few months. That old calf strain, Kevin Durantis or something.
White next line check. Coming in. Wow. And you're continuing to play this.
Fucking I mean, music and nanner pudding, baby. All update.
I just, this is just, and now you're turning it up. This is. This is selfish.
I hope you're right, Tyler,
no,
but it's a little early.
This is selfish.
Funky.
This is selfish. This is the very reason why he can't get going. People just overshoot.
Oh,
you.
He's going.
He's not going.
He's going.
As the text line said, wow, Chaz hitting bombs off 17-year-olds.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Veteran strike now.
And I just want to correct a bomb. A bomb.
Well, if he was 0 for 3 with 2 Ks, we'd be like, oh, he's down against these losers and he sucks.
We'd be saying the same thing, right? We'd be saying, we would be, all right, hey, he got on the field. He got some swings in. We certainly wouldn't be playing. This is why he's dropped tonight.
I mean, is he?
Why Tyler's dropped tonight.
He had the
I
oblique.
Think I'm shooting up the chart.
He
number
had
nine.
The oblique, correct?
Yes.
And he's playing in Florida. He's fine. He needs to get back.
Well, he's swinging. I mean, now he's getting better. He's swinging the bat. He's getting better. We'll see. And maybe gets back to Sugar Land. And
well, that's my point. I don't think we don't need a Sugar Land.
This is disrespectful.
White boy,
this is disrespectful to the guy who hit 22 bombs, who hit 78, who had 78 RBIs, who was a mainstay in the lineup during a playoff run.
Fair.
One of the most iconic catches in Houston
Astros
history.
I think it's a little early.
And right now, I mean, this is
premature.
I would like to say that I am.
White boy Chazin.
I am fully rooting in for Chaz. I'm invested now. Fully rooting for Chaz to get back to a level where it is acceptable to play this and to call him WBC. I see his face sometimes when I see him and I just feel bad for him. It's the way I was feeling about Kirk Cousins in the last two episodes of the quarterback.
Fellow white boy.
I see his face and I just feel bad for him. By the way,
he is white.
It may be looking up 14 hours ago. I'm guessing his wife, Courtney, they announced they're having a baby. He really needs it now.
He likes that.
He's more motivated now than
he's
ever
motivated
been.
Now.
Sure.
He's motivated now. He needs it now. They're having a baby.
Them dirty
and this,
birds
can
broke
this keep
his heart.
Rolling? And now he steps back in.
He's having a baby. He's hitting bombs. Jake's hurt.
He's got a chance.
Not only is Jake hurt, but hell, you got about three or four outfielders
Jake's
that
hurt.
You would immediately be
Melton's
put ahead.
Melton's hurt. DeZinzo's hurt.
If you can just get, well, let's be honest, Trammell and Hummel, and I mean, he's going to be above all those guys immediately if he can just get healthy to where he can swing the bat.
Get in there. It's his time, man.
It looks like he's going to have him a good third quarter of 2025.
Yeah. Good for you, Chaz, man. He's getting close. There you go, 2 for 3. As Tyler did say, 2 for 3 with a home run and 2 RBIs does feel better than 0 for 3 with a ground out and 2 strikeouts.
Boy, 0 for 3 with a ground out and 2 strikeouts in the old Florida Coast League would be
Bray League. Yeah,
that'd be one of those that may break the be the straw that broke the camel, man.
Well, that's what Jose Abreu was doing down there. In opposite field groundouts is what he was doing. Tyler, we were myself, Brandon Scott too. I would put him in this. We were thoroughly disrespected. I don't know how I got onto this. I was looking around, you know, Odyssey app. I was, you know, online or whatever, and I had somehow stumbled onto the Sports Radio 610 Wikipedia page. I don't know how I got there.
Not sure I've ever found myself on the old wiki for Sports Radio 610.
I don't know how I got there. Just kind of hunting around and kind of reading up on the station, what the write up is. It's just interesting to see what's on here.
I end up randomly just falling on walking bets.
I know you do. And we understand the reason.
So much recall.
It says personalities. Got personalities, past, present personalities, right here. It's got them listed. It's a long list.
Yeah, we've had a lot of voices come through. A lot of voices currently here.
Mm-hmm. I wrote through. I said, "Oh, okay."
Houston's number one source for sports talk right there here at Sports Radio 610.
So I'm looking at him. It's got a nice list. Look on in there. Bam, Seth Payne, host of Payne and Pendergast,
original Texan,
former Houston Texan. Bam, Ted Johnson follows right there.
Teddy
former
host.
Wade Smith, third on the list. Guest host, former Houston Texan. Booker T. Wrestler. Booker
H-Town's T. Town Zone, yeah.
That's the time. Clint Sterner, host of The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Former Dallas Cowboy quarterback. John McClain. Nick Wright.
Big old nose.
Reggie Atitula, host of In the Loop.
Oh, Reg got in that thing. He ain't been
here.
Oh,
Reg is the freshest meat. Yeah.
Mark Vandermeer, Mike Meltzer,
Rock and Roll.
Meltzer, Sean Pendergast, host of Payne and Pendergast.
Cablin Asian.
Rich Lord, Josh Ennis, Ben Nance, John Lopez, host of In the Loop.
The OG.
Fred Davis, hell, Landry Locker, Chris Jones, producer, Payne and Pendergast. Is that accurate?
That's a lot of history we're going through right here.
Ryan McDonald, our former producer, first one I ran into.
I have a bad feeling I know where you're going with
Figgy
this.
Fig, producer of In the Loop, right there.
Best at what he do.
Shout out to Laura Reynolds, traffic and assistant program director.
Sexy traffic.
Sean Bajani, host of Area 45.
Bada bing, bada boom.
With Bajani and Creighton. Patrick Creighton, host of Area 45.
Second newest, I think, to Reggie. If you're going to say what you're going to say, I'm going to be pissed
even
off.
Even Bob Stevenson, the original outdoor host, was on here.
I didn't even have him. He's the only one I didn't have.
I'm rolling through all of these.
They have Tom Tynan.
A couple names ain't been mentioned.
Tyler, they got all the producers on here. Every full-time person that
doesn't
has ever
sound
been,
like it.
Ben every, Gary's not on there.
Every full-time person that has been on there in this bad boy, they've got listed on here. Except for the two of us.
Did you name Brandon Scott?
In all
Brandon
Scott. And
honestly, Brandon Scott, they've got Brad Wright, whoever this is, digital supervisor. No Brandon Scott.
I know Brad.
Brandon Scott's not on the list anywhere?
Nope.
So me, you, and Skeezy are the literal only three. And we're currently working here, obviously.
I took the Reggie one personal.
Yeah. That's new meat.
Tyler may have taken new meat. I'm not kidding you. They've got a full list.
Well, I mean,
list.
If that's the case,
they've got a full
hour.
List
Patrick
of the
Creighton past. And Sean Bajani as well.
How did Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani get on here?
This is amateur hour BS. I mean, I've
not
really
saying
done
it's amateur
it.
Amateur hour. They deserve a spot.
No, I'm not talking
Who
about
put
them.
Our
whoever,
name in there?
Whoever's leaving us off, obviously purposefully.
I got.
Don't
good.
Tell me it's not on purpose
well,
right
guys,
now.
Hey,
I'm not going to say I'm
I'll
jealous,
change it tonight. I'll get it added tonight.
So much hate out there.
I got good mind to edit this myself.
I think you should edit, and I think you should edit it with nicknames.
That's what I was gonna say. So
Ron,
I,
the show, Ugly.
I've never done it, but all I've heard is like Wikipedia can be edited and changed and stuff by anybody, right?
Yes, I think you should go Tyler, the real deal. Milner.
I'm not gonna do it. Somebody should though.
Tyler, I went up and down this list,
and if it gets deleted,
how in the hell did that come across your radar?
I would have been down this list.
Check the old Wikipedia.
8 times. I went the whole
BS.
Page. That's it.
What were you looking for?
I was looking at the Odyssey app, and it just was coming up, and I was like, oh, let me hit Wikipedia. Let's see what we got here. Read up on it.
This is ridiculous.
And you wasn't even on there.
We're Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk program.
I got my last name in.
Two-thirds of it enlisted.
I got my last name in Clint Sterner, host of The Drive with Sterner and Houston.
Yes, you.
Okay,
yes,
so at least
is.
You're
Your
representing.
Last name is in there.
I'm just, yeah, that guy. Whoever that mention. Is. I heard he had tiny nipples, but whoever that is.
I
think it's what you got to go with. Tyler, Tiny Nipples Milner.
I'm not even listed, man. It's like I don't exist.
I'm not gonna lie. When I saw
this is horse.
When I saw Reggie, and I saw Patrick Creighton, I saw Sean Bajani. I said, "What the hell's going on?" This seems deliberate. This seems deliberate,
bro.
Somebody better fix that fast. Right now.
I'm being serious, dude. It's disrespectful. As much as I pour my blood and sweat and tears, kind of serious,
I give it
into these hallways.
Kind of serious. No, I hear you. No, we're fun, man. Congratulations to those guys, but it is bullshit.
Remedy
this. If we're going to be honest.
How do y'all think that happens?
I mean, quite frankly, it's bullshit.
Y'all think somebody just dropped the ball and didn't add y'all's names?
No, I don't think that. I think it's deliberate. And I think whoever did it just doesn't have love for us, Tyler.
Or we were there and we were deleted by haters, which is very possible.
Will Kunkel probably did it. Will Kunkel, by the way, jumping on with us coming up next. The top 10 wide receivers came out. Nico Collins, where do you think he is? And we got to discuss even further what he needs to mean to this offense for the Texans coming up.